Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah, lesson 13, Rebirth of Planet Earth. Tuesday, missionaries and worship leaders. In verse 18 of the last chapter in Isaiah, we read, "For I know their works and their thoughts." God is speaking here. I know their works and their thoughts. So it's absolutely useless trying to hide any thoughts before God. How could it be? He knows your thoughts already before you speak them out. He knows them. He knows how you think and how you act, how you are. He knows you in the inside and outside. He knows everything from you. He has known you for many years. He has known from the very beginning when you were born what will be the outcome. He knows. He is the Almighty. "It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues." I will gather together. "And they shall come and see my glory." Imagine this sight when Jesus will return again with millions of angels. Wow! Those who never thought that this will come true, they will cry. And what will they say? "Rocks, fall upon us, hide us." Because he is coming. And those who have waited for him, hallelujah, the Lord is coming. Now it's happening, what we have been longing for, which has been the desire for ages. "And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations." And then there's written to which areas. "And to those that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles." Those who have never heard anything about the Lord, they will hear it then. Yeah, they will hear. "And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord, out of all nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord." People will come. Peoples will come from all nations, all over the place, to see his glory. Oh, what a time that will be. It will be a time we cannot really imagine how much joy will be then. And all the troubles and the weeping and the tears will be left behind and will not be remembered, because the future is so bright and such a glory that you forget everything what was in the past. It is such a huge difference. You cannot compare it. It's more than you can imagine. It's great, simply great. It's more more than you can even wish in your dreams. It's more, much more than that. It's beyond your dreams. It will be great.